USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even though President Trump says we are nowhere near a recession, he says he's still looking for ways to boost the economy. During a meeting with the leader of Romania, he acknowledged his administration is considering a tax cut to boost the economy.
A lot of people would like to see that, and that very much affects the workers of our country.
The president also said he's calling on the Federal Reserve to slash interest rates by a full percentage point. That amount is one that the Fed would normally only consider during a recession.
We actually are set for a tremendous surge of growth if the Fed would do its job.
A majority of economists predict the U.S. is headed for a recession by the year 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 173, the S&P down 23, and the Nasdaq down 54. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's dangerously hot in parts of the nation. The temperatures might reach triple digits in the Southwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss.
Record and near record highs being forecast in parts of Arizona, Southern California, Nevada. In fact, record highs could be pretty widespread.
Also, parts of the Midwest and areas of the Mid-Atlantic will also feel high heat.
It does look like the heat will persist, especially over the Southwest and the southern and central plains for several more days.
The Democratic presidential race is heating up, especially in Iowa. Now, former Vice President Joe Biden is airing his first TV ad in Iowa for the 2020 campaign.
We know in our bones this election is different. The stakes are higher, the threat more serious. We have to beat Donald Trump. And all the polls agree Joe Biden is the strongest Democrat to do the job.
The Iowa caucuses will be held in February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The Trump administration is continuing to aim for the skies, especially for the moon and Mars. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Vice President Mike Pence remains the administration's point man when it comes to the space program and its future plans. Pence says the administration wants to put a man and a woman on the moon soon.
We will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars.
Pence telling the sixth meeting of the National Space Council that mission to put a man and the first woman on the moon will happen by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The price of gasoline has declined now for the third consecutive week. John Clemens reports.
That national average is down 3.2 cents to $2.60 a gallon as oil prices are under pressure as there are signs the U.S. can come up with a truce with China over a trade war. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the highs and lows across the country.
Louisiana had the nation's cheapest average at $2.18, followed by Mississippi at $2.21 and South Carolina at $2.24. On the high side, Hawaii had the nation's priciest average at $3.60, followed by California at $3.56 and Washington State at $3.19 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.